Blog Talk Radio.
I'll meet you in the shadow of my wing. I will. I'll meet you in the wildest of your dreams. I will. Winter's gone, spring is now coming, my love. You feel you're done, you're still and I'll sing you the song. I whisper, wait, hold my love now, wait.
Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show, and this has been a first time I've actually got to host this within about 3 years. It's awesome to be back in the saddle again hosting the Healing Light Show, but I want to introduce you to our guest tonight, Janet Bird. How you doing, Janet?
I'm doing great, Stan. Thank you so much for inviting me as your guest.
Thanks. That's awesome. It's awesome to have you on here, Janet. Now, Janet, I'd like to get right into it. Can you tell us your testimony, Janet?
I would love to. Well, right now, it goes back many, many years, 40-something years. I'm 64 now, so I was born again and spirit-filled when I was 16 years old. I was a junior in high school. And I was out one night with my friends, and it was during the Jesus movement at that time in 1971. And they just came around where we were at, and sitting outside a football game one Friday night, and was witnessing, and I bowed my head and prayed with them. And it just stuck, because I had been hungry for the Lord. And had gone to church as a child with my older sister, and that really planted the seed. My parents at the time did not go to church, but I did have some kind of reference with the Lord from my sister and when I was a child. But anyway, I started going to the Jesus Center in our town there where I went to high school, and I got spirit-filled about a month later. laid out on the floor for about an hour speaking in tongues and came up and never have been the same since. Still going full throttle.
Amen. Amen. Now, Janet, when did God really start using you in the ministry?
Well, later as I got older, went to college and then got married when I was 27, had three children, got married shortly after that. And I'm not married right now. We went through a divorce, unfortunately. But through all of that was a lot of pain, a lot of heartache and stuff. And the Lord had to bring me through the process of healing my heart, and through forgiveness. And if anybody has ever gone through that type of pain, you know that you can hold unforgiveness, a lot of unforgiveness and stuff. And I just made the decision, it's not worth it, because I want the Lord more than anything. And so... But during that process, and I had my three daughters, and I had custody through visitation and all of that. But anyway, through those years, the Lord was healing my heart. And my husband was a Rhema graduate. So we had two separate churches, one in North Carolina, where he's from, and then we had one in Ohio. And after the divorce, the girls and I, we moved to Alabama, where my two sisters were, and raised their families. And I said, I'd rather, even though I'm from Illinois, I'd rather be in Alabama with my sisters rather than in Illinois with my brothers. Nothing against my brothers. It's just that I'd rather be with my sisters. I felt like I'd have more support there. But anyway, I raised my daughters. And through all of that, those years of the Lord was working on my heart, healing me. And when I first moved in 96 with my three daughters, I was going to a small church. And then I started going to the Vineyard Church, which led me into the prophetic movement and then the apostolic movement. Yeah. But at that time, I went to a small Bible study one night, and one man prophesied over me and said, you're going to write a book and it's going to go around the world. Well, I'd never, you know, had no interest or desire in writing. So I thought that was, wow, you know. So that was many years ago. So when it came time for that to happen, it was actually in 2010. So it was several years after that first prophecy. And years of being, you know, going through the healing process and growing, and also raising my daughters.
Amen. Amen. Now, what did the Lord teach you through this? I mean, what was the Lord really doing with you during this process of healing and getting you ready for your ministry?
Well, again, I had to get rid of a lot of baggage, a lot of unforgiveness, a lot of hurt and pain. And so he was really healing me through all of that process and teaching me to know him. And towards the I'd say around 2007, around that time, he began to deal with me. And I've always had I always have felt like there's a greatness inside of me as far as ministry-wise. You know, I've always felt that anointing on the inside. And when I went to pray for people, things would happen. They would get healed or answers would come. And I've always felt his presence because I spent time in prayer and I would, you know, see the light and all of that kind of stuff, you know. And like he would walk into the room and I would feel him standing there, you know, the Lord Amen. Himself. But I had the opportunity when I was younger, after I was saved, and even when I was married, to be able to be around some of the great generals like Kenneth Hagin. My ex-husband is a Rhema graduate, so I got to live in Tulsa and be around Brother Hagin and Oral Roberts and all, many, many others. And then after we, were married and we had the churches, we got to be around many other ones. But even before I was married, after I had been a Christian, before even marriage entered into that, got married, I was around different ones. Being that I was born and raised close to St. Louis, across the river from St. Louis, Catherine Coleman used to come to St. Louis quite a bit. So I used to make my way over there and watch her, got to go to her meetings and be around her because I used to watch her on her TV program all the time when she was living. So the Lord had instilled that in me early on, and I learned a whole lot from Brother Hagin, being around him and reading his books, but having the opportunity to be around him and even have hands laid on by him and different ones about the anointing and how it operates and so much. Yeah, I know that a lot of that is still in me and it flows out of me in ministry wise.
Amen. So, amen. So next thing I'd like to ask you is then, what really pushed you into learning about the God's generals and writing a book about the generals of God?
Oh, that's a very simple, really easy for me to answer that. Around 2000, I'd say about 9 or 10, I was going to I live in here in Alabama, in Alabaster, and I was going to an awesome church in the area. The Lord I was talking with a friend on the phone one day, and she said, "Let's pray." And all of a sudden, I began to prophesy to her about the end time generals. And even when I was prophesying, I was saying, "Lord, am I missing it? Where is this coming from? What is all of this? Is this me or is this you?" Well, the very next morning, I was reading some of my email, and one of the email was Elijah List, the prophetic site. And it had a young prophet on there by the name of Andy Sanders, and he had a prophecy on there, and it was very lengthy. It had several different points to it, and it was about the end time generals, of all things, the very next morning. And it covered some of the very things that the Lord had said through me the day before. And I was just amazed. Well, I lived in an apartment in Alabaster at the time, and I began to see, because I do see in the spirit and I hear pretty much the Lord, his voice. I know his voice, and also see things and stuff. So I could see by my spirit, that. And I knew, because a lot of times when the Lord speaks to you, it's he'll speak just by the inward witness or the inward knowing. He'll just download things inside you, and you just know. You just know it because he's letting you know. He's putting his will inside you. And it's like he was letting me know, I am to train the end time generals. And I said, "Lord, I have no idea how to do that." But I knew from experiences that you get it through prayer. You get it by waiting on him. You get it by listening. And that's the biggest part of being an end-time general, is that it's those that have been trained that come out of nowhere and think they're a nobody. And they sense that great anointing upon them, and they have gone through the hardships of life, and it has shaped them just like Moses on the backside of the desert. He had no clue until he met with God up on that mountain out of the fiery bush, and it totally changed his life. He bowed down to the ground And he said, you know, just speak, Lord. I am listening. You know, I am yours. And the same thing with Paul, you know, when he fell on the, Lord, who are you? He knew exactly who he was, and he began to listen to Jesus, and Jesus was giving him instructions. Go to Ananias' house, and, you know, and he will meet you, and began to tell him what to do. And so it's basically that. When the Lord calls you as an end-time general, he calls you out of nothing, and it's usually you've been through a lot, and he's calling you to do great things in the kingdom, and he's giving you his anointing to do that, just like David was called on the backside of the desert watching sheep, and Samuel the prophet came up to him, was sent to him, and anointed him as the next king of Israel, and he stepped into that several years later. So it's that type of call and anointing that positions you with that authority to be able to step in. Because I go back to different references to the end time army, Joel 2, and even Ezekiel 37, verse 10, where he says, speaking to declare, prophesy to these dead bones, to these dead dry bones, to come alive. And the Spirit of the Lord blew upon the bones and raised them up and made them a mighty army in Israel. He's doing the same today. He's blowing on these bones and he's raising them up and positioning them in his army on the earth to do great things, and putting leaders and bringing them together in unity. And unity is a big theme, you know, and it's got to be the unity of the Spirit that the Lord brings the people together, and they don't just try on their own, but he'll bring the ones that are supposed to flow together, and they'll flow in and out a lot of times. You know, you'll flow into this person's life, and then they'll flow here, and, you know, it's just like a body working together.
Amen. Amen. Now, I really believe that people come and go in your life, especially in ministries. You'll have people to come and go into your ministry, and, you know, you hate to see these people go, but it's their time to go, and God always sends other people into your ministry to help you with whatever you're doing. And I know even in my case, in my ministry, when these people leave, you get upset and, you know, all these things, but until you get used to it, you get used to how God does these things. And I think that's what you're talking about, God's generals, for him to learn how God works, how he works with people, how he works in ministries, and how he puts the right people at the right time together to help one another. Praise God.
That's exactly right. You're right about that, because not everybody is going to work with everybody. It's not going to be all, it's like what you said, the Lord's going to do bring the people. What I like to refer to a dear sister who wrote the book Sound Alignment 2.0, and she talks about, and I know her, Dr. Cheryl and Needham, I mean, and she had taught me on this, that since we are made of sound and sound frequencies, the Lord brings the same, we're the same frequencies or the same sound. She goes more into it, an explanation in her book and everything, but it's exactly right. You want to be aligned with the right person, because you'll accomplish exactly what the purposes of the Lord are. And walking as a general, being anointed as a general, is a very strategic walk, because you have to consecrate yourself fully unto the Lord, just like Jesus did. Jesus is our example. He is the King of Kings. He is the chief apostle. And when the Lord called me as an apostle, I had no clue till, you know, I even said, no, I'm not, you know. And he had to show me, you know. He sent a pastor to me. He sent a prophetess to me after that and prophesied it over me. And I finally said, okay, Lord, but you're going to have to teach me how to walk this way. And so I had to learn to really be still. Even after so many years of being spirit-filled and saved and spirit-filled, I had to even consecrate everything, lay everything on the altar, and say, Lord, you can have it all. Nothing else matters, you know. I will go wherever you want me to go, and I will do whatever you want me to do, and I'll say whatever you want me to say. And he began to strategically speak to me and tell me to go do things like go to Huntsville and activate the fiery well of revival that's there. Well, I had to go there, live there, had to let him lead me and connect me with the right people, which is Eugene Brown, evangelist, Apostle Eugene Brown, that you had on your show a couple of weeks ago. And I worked with him. And he told me to unlock the East Gate there. We did that. And you could feel the Lord come in. You could feel the angels of the Lord, all of nature. You watch nature when you do these activations, these prophetic activations, and you'll see nature even respond. The sun and the sky, the wind blows, and different things happen, and you're just standing there, and wow, you know. But then you begin to see things change in the atmosphere, things change in the spirit. You begin to see people start getting saved and things happening, even in the community, in area.
Amen.
So, yes, he has sent me to many different places, to different cities. He even sent me to North Carolina, where you are, in different places of that state. He's told me one day to go to Littleton, North Carolina. And I said, does that even exist? And I said, okay, where is this place? And so it's up by Roanoke Rapids, I think it is, on the lake. It's going to be a place of his presence, a place of refuge. It's an apostolic place of refuge. And right when you come into this little bitty town, sits a little church called Apostolic Church of Refuge. That's the name of it. I thought, oh my goodness. And so many confirmations. So I did what the Lord had me do there, you know, and praying over the town and anointing it and different things like that. And then I had a brother call me that I had met probably 3 years ago at a Rick Joyner's conference in Charlotte at Morningstar, him and his wife. And I had completely forgot about them. I know that sounds bad, but, you know, you get busy with life. And he contacted me on Facebook, and I said, well, you know, who are you? And he let me know that this was so-and-so. And I said, oh, yes, how are you doing? And then he said, well, I saw you post or something about Littleton, and we're from Littleton. I said, get out of here. No kidding. So they were from Littleton, that little bitty town. So
awesome.
I've had that so many times. So many times, and now the Lord is having me go to a town called, you know, you pronounce it, Hirudot, Colombia, and train the generals, the pastors there. And I'll be going November 1st through the 11th. And he had me go. I actually flew over Colombia in the spirit 2 years ago. And I saw a radio tower come up out of there. And I saw the waves come out. And I said, Lord, where is this? And so I went on Google, and I stretched it out, and Hirudot came up. And I said, oh, wow, are you sending me there? No answer. He didn't answer. So I just left it and just remembered it. And then last year, last November, it was just like one of those supernatural downloads. I just knew it was time. So a good friend went with me and in February, and we flew into Bogota. I mean, it was supernatural. I didn't know anybody. We were able to get an interpreter. She connected us with the pastors and everything, and everything just fell into place. I got to stand before these pastors and minister the word of the Lord for Hirodot. And they, and all along, the Lord would speak to me over those 2 years and tell me different places to go. But I didn't know where these places were. And do different things like unlock the north gate, activate the well of revival on the highest point. And he said there's a there's a mountain that the enemy had taken over and he was taking it back. And I didn't know where these places were. But I'm telling you, if you listen strategically, no matter how silly it sounds, the Lord always...
We got about 3 minutes left. Can you let everybody know how to get your book?
Yes, I would love to. It's called The Training of a General, Kingdom Strategies for End Time Generals. And you can go to Amazon and order it. It comes in e-book form or it comes in paperback. And they'll ship it right out to you. If you need to get a hold of me, my email is simply my name backwards with my initials in the middle, birdjbjan@yahoo.com. And I will be happy to respond to your email.
Amen. We're going to try to get her on the Healing Lot Live on Roku TV and on the Facebook Live. I'm going to try to get her on, I think we said November 11th, I think we're going to try to get her up on there, and y'all get to watch a live interview with her, and we'll get to spend a lot more time, and maybe by an hour or two, and just let her talk about all the activations that she did and all that. It's going to be an awesome time. But Janet, I want to thank you so much for coming on here today.
Well, I so enjoyed it. The time just flew by, but thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Stan.
Time flies when you're having fun. That's the way it normally goes.
Yes, amen. Amen.
But
thank you.
Yes, but I want to thank you. Like I said, I want to thank you so much for coming on here and sharing about your experience in ministry and about God's generals. And just things, how God moves you in the supernatural. It was an awesome time in the Lord. And I just want to, you know, blessings to you and to your on your trip to, where is that trip you said you was going to?
Hirodot, Colombia. It's about 2 hours southeast of Bogota, the capital.
Okay. I just wish blessings on that trip, and God bless you richly, and God bless you, Janet, and I will talk to you again in November. God bless you, Janet.
Yes, thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.